Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We'll pick up on from Nun Zayin Amid Beis by the two dots, like 7-8 lines from the bottom. Ira Dam Hapar Lesoch Dam Asir. What the Kohen Gadol then did was he poured the Dam Hapar into the Dam Asir and made one mixture out of it. He will not take this mixture into the Kodesh Kedushim. He's going to do two things with it. He's going to sprinkle it toward the Kodesh Kedushim. Okay, toward the curtain that separates the Kodesh and the Kodesh, but he will not go inside. And the second thing is that he's going to apply it on the little Mizbeach in the Kodesh. Okay? So, before we get to those, what he does, the Gemara just says, Tanan, but there's a machlokas whether or not you combined the two dams into one dam. There's a machlokas about it. Tanan, Kimanda Amar Ma'arvin Lekronos. This goes according to the one who holds that it was combined to be able to sprinkle, to be able to apply it to the corners of the Mizbeach. Why? Says Rashi in the first wide line on the bottom there. Ma'arvin dam, bipar, bidam, sa'ir. You combine the two dams. Kisheba, litain, matanos, kronos, Mizbeach, hapanimi. You combine them when you want to put the matanos to apply them on the Mizbeach, hapanimi. Okay? Di'itmar. Because we learned elsewhere. Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonathan. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonathan. Chad Amar Ma'arvin, the Chad Amar Ma'arvin. Not everyone agreed to it. That you combine the two dams. It's a machlokes. Says Rashi, Ein Ma'arvin, the next Rashi there. Dimash Malay, V'lokach Midam Ha'par, V'dam Ha'sa'ir, Mikolachem Ifnei Atmo. Each one is Mashem Ifnei Atmo. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Testayim, it makes sense to say, we're going to make sense to say, the Rav Yoshia who the Amar Ma'arvin, the Rav Yoshia is the one who holds that they combine. Why? The Amar, because he holds, Afal Gaf Delok Siv Yachtov, even though it doesn't say Yachtov, Kiman Dichsiv Yachtov Dami. It's as if it does say Yachtov. What on earth does that mean? So let's look at Rashi. The Amar, Afal Gaf Delok Siv Yachtov. The Tanya, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin like this. It says, Ish ima, ish, asha yakalel es aviv ve'es imo. A man will curse his father or his mother. Now, if I would read that pasuk, I would think, Ein li ela aviv ve'imo. I would think, in order to be chayiv, you have to curse them both. If you just curse your mother, or just your father, you're not chayiv. Aviv below imo, imo below aviv minayin. But how do I know you're chayiv if you do that? Talmud lomar, aviv Kilel, Imo, Kilel. It's a special drasha. And if not for that drasha, I would say, you only chayiv curse both of them. Right? Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia holds like that. Rabbi Yonasan, I don't know. Mashma shneim ke'echad, u'mashma kalachad rechad b'atmo. No. It's mashma each one. Ad, unless, she'ipar laka akas of yachtov. If the Torah says yachtov, then, together, then yeah, I'm only chayev, I curse them both. Just together. If I curse one individually, I'm not chayev. Alma, what do you see from here? The Rav Yoshia, according to Rav Yoshia, E lo hadar, ksiv aviv v'imo kilel, if the Torah wouldn't have given me a drasha that says that each parent is individually chayev, if you curse each parent, you're chayev individually, havamina, I would have thought, reche dekra, shneyan ke'echad mashma. That the beginning of the pasuk that says ish yikal aviv imo means you have to curse both of them, right? Okay, it's a drasha. No, it's not true. And if not for that drasha, I would say yichayv if you have to curse. Anyway, hachanami. See here too. Midam hapar umidam asair shnei gechad mashma. It means individually, right? So that's why the stayim back to the gemara. The stayim the Rabbi Yoshua the Amar Ma'arvin the Amar. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshia, right? What? Now you can mix them. According to Rabbi Yoshia, you have to mix them, right? Because when it says, how does that work? It's mashma yachtav. It's mashma yachtav. Right, so you're only chayiv if you.
No, so he has to be
ma'ariv then. He has to combine them. Right? So the Gemara says no. Afilu Tema, you can even say it Rabionison who? You can even say it to Bionison. Shiny Hacha, here it's different. Dichsiv Achas, because it says Achas. Achas means one. Not two, means one. That's so it's not a riot, either way. We don't know who said what. Now, Tanya, the Lokishnuyan. Now we're going to bring up Raisa that is not like we learned. In other words, not like we just said, but like we thought to say three lines ago, that Rabbi Yoshi is one who holds they have to be combined. Why? In other words, Tanya, Dulo Kishnuyan. We're going to bring a Braisa now, not like we learned 5 minutes ago, but that we learned 6 minutes ago. That says, V'lokach midama par umidama sa'ir, right? You take from the dama the par and the dama sa'ir, shehu mu'uravin. They should be combined. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says it in black and white. Why don't we start off with this way? I don't know. Right? Black and white, they have to be combined. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, no. Mazeh mifnei atzmo, umazeh mifnei atzmo. Each one's individually. Amar lo, Rabbi Yoshia, v'lok farnemar achas. Ay, but it says achas. What does that mean? Amar lo, Rabbi Yonasan, v'lok farnemar mazeh madam, madam apar, umidam asa'ir. Im kein lo manem achas. Why does it say achas? Lo malacha achas v'lo shtay madam apar, achas v'lo shtay madam asa'ir. Only one, but from each one. That's not what one means, but that's what he says it means. Tanya idach. We looked elsewhere. Halachach medam apar, medam asir, she mo'aravim zebeze. Ata o mashiravim zebeze. Awein of elif neatzmo, mazrif neatzmo, mazrif neatzmo, tamad lama achas, usama kerb yoshia. Okay? So that's how we finish off. So we generally, the conventional approach is that you do combine the dams. Okay? The next thing you do is, nasaras hamale bereikon. You combine the dams. And you put all the dam into the empty vessel. You fill it up, right? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Nothing is hamale bereikon. You put what's full into what's empty. Simple. Boy minei Rami bar Chama merav chitzta. Hiniach mit. Listen to this. What? Yes, we'll see in a minute why. Hiniach mizrak besoch mizrak. Let's say you put the bowl, one bowl into the other bowl. The kibel bo es hadam mahu. In other words, you have bowl number one, which is fits inside bowl number two, and the dam is in bowl number one. So when I'm carrying the bowl, I'm carrying bowl number two. That's not where the dam is. The dam's in bowl number one, inside bowl number two. So when I'm carrying bowl number two, is that a chatzitza? I'm not really carrying the dam. I'm carrying the dam in an indirect way. You hear this question? You hear?
Are you supposed to put bowl number one into bowl number two?
Yes. Yes, but then it's both. So that's the question. Do I leave it here? Or do I put it inside and carry it along? So, min bimino chotetz, it's min bimino. It's bowl inside bowl. Is that a chatzitza? O eno chotetz. Or is it not a chatzitza? Says Rashi, second line on top over there. V'nimsa she'en kabola zebakoein. If it's a chatzitza, there's no Kabbalah. Right. Shaharei eno oches b'mizrak shadam bo. You're not carrying the bowl that the blood is in. Gesundheit. That's the Gemara's question. You hear this question?
This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's Stam.
So, l'chora it's Stam, but it's about Yom Kippur. So, one of the rise is going to be, well, didn't the Mishnah say to do that? So, that's why it's about Yom Kippur. So, amalei tinisuha. Didn't our Mishnah say that? Nothing is hamale bereikon. You put the full one in the empty one. Doesn't that mean that you carry two bowls? Right? My lav, doesn't that mean hoshiv mizrak mole latoch mizrak reikon? Doesn't it mean that? Now why on earth would I want to do that? Why would I do that? Why would I carry two bowls? For what reason? What reason am I doing that? The Gemara is going to say it doesn't even mean that. It doesn't even mean that. Why would I even do that though? So there's two answers why I would do that. What?
It's too hot.
The blood is too hot?
Hot?
No, so the Siach Yitzchak says I would do it. One reason I would do it is because if any blood spills out, it'll spill into the second bowl. So I get to save the dam. What?
I guess it's not a bigger bowl.
What?
It's not a bowl. It's two bowls.
It's two. Well, exactly. That's one answer he gives. And the Sfasemeh says, because you should continue using the same bowl for a mitzvah. So like, why should I just leave it here and do nothing with it? I might as well continue with the mitzvah. That's what the hafaminas are. But it's rejected anyway. The Gemara says, lo, no. Ira mizrak malei l'toch mizrak reken. Now, it doesn't mean that you put the empty bowl into. That's not what it means. It means you pour it in. Or you pour it in. Who? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Hatana l'resha, but it already said that. Ira dam hapar l'toch dam ha-se'ir. It already said that you combine them. So why are you doing this again? In other words, you're combining the dams and you're like pouring it back and forth. Why? Kedei la'arvan yafa yafa. To make the mixture nice and good. So what does that mean? Make the mixture nice and good? So the Ritva says, blood is not so, it's not like you're mixing wine, let's say wine and water. Bisman does have wine. You put wine and water in, it'll become mixed in a second. Blood's not like that. It's very thick. So maybe, the Ritva says this, maybe you pour it into the bowl, maybe you pour it back and you pour it back and forth to get the mixture nice and mixed.
It's more set to stir
once twice. So we don't stir.
Yes, they do. They're stirring it until...
That's so it doesn't congeal. Exactly. That's when they're individual. Exactly. Not when they're separate. Not when they're together.
So why don't you do it the same way?
I don't... So this is what you're doing? You're doing it this way.
Wouldn't you do it before you put on the cup?
What?
Wouldn't you do it before you put on the cup?
What? To mix it. So they wanted to mix it.
What you're describing is that they keep pouring it from one to the other. I don't see the Gemara saying that. He pours it one time.
It's really two times.
He pours the
they put it to one. They put it to one bowl.
Right.
And that's poured to another bowl. What for? Right. To make the mixture nice and good. Okay, just leave it here.
I'm not gonna mix it very well either.
I know.
So A goes into B, or E goes into A and B go into C.
A and B go into C, then C goes into D. Right? Is that what it is? A and B goes into C. Each one, and then.
Really?
Or maybe A goes into B, A goes into B, then B goes into C. Okay, A goes into B, then B goes into C. Why you put if A goes into B, it's mixed. Why are you putting it now into C? Because it'll make it mix better. But the Gemara says that. Kedela Arvin Yafa Yafa. Makes it mix. What does that mean? So the Rebbe explains because Dom's thick and they want it to be nice and combined. Okay. Yeah. Tashma.
So when the Mishnah does not mean he has the bowl inside.
Exactly. So we don't have an answer to the question. We don't have an answer to the question. Now, Tashma, I have an answer.
The question was,
what if you do that? Is it a chatzitza or not? So, Tashma, hayomer al gabei kli, let's say a kohen is doing their avoda and he's standing on a kli. Oh, al gabei regel chaveiro. Or he's standing on the foot of someone else, another kohen. So, pasul, that's pasul. So, now, why is it pasul? Because halacha is you have to stand on the floor. You can't stand on something else. Now, why don't we say like this? I'm standing on another kohen. So it's min b'mino, my foot and his foot. It should be eino chotzeis. It's min b'mino. I'm not standing on a kli. It's min b'mino, and it should be eino chotzeis. Yet it's chotzeis. So what do you see? That if I put a bowl inside another bowl, it's a problem. Just like standing on another coin's a problem. So the Gemara answers no. Shiny regel says the low mutzi mavatala. You can't be mavatal that. How you mavatal the other guy's foot? That's not possible. Here, the bowl and the other bowl. All right, Felix says one big bowl. So we don't answer the question. Okay? It's amazing. The Gemara spent the whole daf on such a far-fetched question. Right? And like these...
Now it's got to dig itself out of this, the thing that it put itself into.
Right. Now, Ikedi Amri. So we didn't answer the question. But others say the question was answered a whole different way. If I put a bowl to another bowl, Hachi Boy Mine, this was the question. Derech Sheiris Pekach or Ein Derech Sheiris Pekach? Is that the way to serve God or not? In other words, that's the proper way to do service. Forget Chatzitza, forget all that. Let's assume it's not a Chatzitza. It's not a Chatzitza. But so what am I doing two bowls for? Why do I have two bowls? Is that appropriate or not? Different question. Toshma, the Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, it says, Es kol kli hasharetz asher yasharetzu bam bakodesh. Shnei kelim b'sheiris echad. What do you see? You can have two kelim and one service. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Okay. Now, I'm not sure into this next Gemara here. Maybe I didn't have a chance to look at the English. This is what I think this means. Hiniach siv b'soch ha-mizrach. Somebody puts in a palm what? A piece of palm. Yeah. A piece of a tree. Hiniach siv b'soch ha-mizrach. If you put a piece of a tree in the bowl, v'kibil bo'etz hadam mahu. And then that blood's put into this bowl. So is this tree branch, this tree leaf, a leaf, we'll call it a leaf.
A liner, I guess.
Is this leaf a chatzitza? Why wouldn't it be? Min she'ein b'mino chotzeis. Right, something else in there. It's a chatita. O eino chotzeis. Or it's not a chatita. Why is it not a chatita? Kiven de mechalchel lo chayit. Since it's mechalchel, what does that mean? What does mechalchel mean?
Porous.
It pours?
Porous.
Porous. Porous. It's not, since the wine can touch every part of the kli,
the blood,
the fact that something else in there is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? Rashi says, Hagadal saviv hadekel, you grow a part of a tree, v'nichrach alav saviv, kimin lulavin, the gefanim, right? It's like a lulav, piece of a lulav, v'hurach, it's soft, v'sofe gets adam, it absorbs the dam, v'adam yotze mikol avarav, and the dam can go into every piece of this leaf, v'nechotitz kol kach, it's not really a chatitza. Mi havi ki agav nechatitza olo, is that a chatitza or not?
Actually, Rashi is also
hedging.
Kol kach.
Kol kach, right. Oh, Dilmor, maybe Loshna. It's no difference. And it is a chatzitza. Amalei. So I have like this. Tinisuha. Amalei. Tinisuha. We look like this. In the Para Aduma concoction, it was only water. Right? It was only water in there. And in the water were other things. What was there? There was afar, afar paraduma, afar, the ashes of a paraduma, right? And what else? What? Yeah. So zoleh v'holeh ad shemagia l'svog. What's the case over here? Right? Not sure what this case is. What's the case?
If there was a sponge in the vessel, in the kli.
If there was a sponge in the kli, does it ruin the mayim of the paraduma? And the Mishnah says it doesn't. It doesn't ruin it. So what do you see? That it's not a chatzitza if it absorbs. Right? It's not a chatzitza. Is that what's going on here? That the sponge is not a chatzitza.
The sponge doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. The water goes in, the water goes out.
Right.
It's not a chatzitza. So this should be the same thing. This is also porous. It should be not a chatzitza. So the Gemara answers no.
It says here that the water in the sponge is a problem. You can't use it, but the other water is okay, even though there's a chatzitza, right?
Right, even though there's a chatzitza, since the water goes through the sponge, it's not a problem. All right, there's a sponge in here. So what? It's not a chatzitza, because all the water can come out. All right, the water in the sponge is a problem, but so what? So too, the water in the leaf, the blood in the leaf should also not be, maybe the blood in the leaf is a problem, but it should make the rest of the blood not a problem. The Gemara answers no. Shiny Maya, water is different to Kalishi. It's thinner, and it's easier to go through something. So therefore, that's why the halachas over there is different. Ikad Yamri, others say Hachi Pashat Lei. They answer like this: Bedam Kasher. Bedam would be no problem, but Bich Kometz Puzzle. With Kometz, it would be a problem. Why with Kometz would it be a problem? Because it doesn't go through, and it's Matzma. It's a real Chatzitza. That's a real Chatzitza. Okay.
There's no bearing on. Initial question yet.
No bearing. Okay. What?
As another Mishnah, so we have an answer.
Next Mishnah. Okay, ready? Now, it says in the Torah, again, the Kohen Gadol mixed the dam of the par, the dam of the Seir, sprinkled it on the Paroches, or toward the Paroches. He then went and is going to apply it now, the same dam that's mixed together, on the little mizbeach. Okay? On the little mizbeach. So now the pasuk says, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. Then he goes to the mizbeach that's lefnei Hashem. Ze mizbeach hazav. This is the mizbeach hazav. Okay? Hischil mechate v'yored. He begins to apply the dam on the Mizbeach, in a downward motion. I'm not exactly sure. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, look at the top line. It's a long Rashi, but we'll have to read it. He says like this. Mishum desvirale lahai tana. This Tana holds. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. When the Kohen's standing by this Mizbeach, does he just apply it on the four corners? Or does he walk to each corner and apply it while walking? What's the nafkamina? Based on psukim. Right? Now, you don't have to walk. It's very small, the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow, the entire Mizbeach is the size of one horn in the outer Mizbeach. It's only it's an amma about amma. It's so tiny. It's a square amma, which is the size of the outer horn. Fascinating how small this is. This also had four little horns. So do you have to walk on each side, or just lean over and do it? So high tana, this tana holds, hakafa buregel. Now you have to walk like a hakafa, with your feet. Kinda ga'amar b'gamar, that's what Gemara is going to say. V'chal matana u'matana, each application, ha'isa b'keren shalafanav, was in the horn in front of him, samachlo next to him. V'tzaruch litein m'mayla m'mata. You have to put the blood from top to bottom. I'm not sure what this means. Otherwise, your clothes are going to get dirty. I'm not exactly sure why your clothes will get dirty if you do it the other way. I don't know.
Because you have to lean over.
Well, you have to lean over. It's so small. So the Mefarshim say because Taka, the Mizbeach, was 2 amos tall. 2 amos tall is taller than your arm length. So he might have to be reaching his arm up a little bit, the Kohen Gadol. It's 2 amos tall. So one arm in Tekon, but it's 2 amos tall. 2 amos is only 4 feet. So your arm level is not 4 feet. So you have to raise your arm up a little bit. So if you do it like this, you might get your clothes, you might get the big kahuna dirty. If you do it down, you won't get it dirty. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Sha'a mizbeach gova amasayim. Because the height of the mizbeach was 2 amas tall. V'efshar l'tzadeid roshi etzba'os of lamata. It's impossible to put your fingers down. V'lasei tamatana b'keren melmata lamayla. And to do it from down to up. You're going to get dirty. But it has to be Roshi Etzpa'os of Momaila, that your fingers were on facing the top. When you put your finger on the actual horn, Arucha, you put it lengthwise, Umoshcha, and you draw your hand in Moshech Momata, Lamala, from down to up. Hadam Zav, Besoch Beis Yad, Kisones Shalo. If you do it that way, the blood will drip onto your shirt. So therefore you put it from top to bottom. The word machte means to go down. Okay, fine. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Where do you begin from? You begin from Mikeren Mizrachis Tzafonis. From the northeast corner. Why that corner? The Gemara will say why. Then, Tzafonis Maravis, the northwest. Maravis Dromis, southwest. And Dromis Mizrachis, southeast. Makam Shu Maskel Bechatas al Mizbeach Achitzon, the spot where you start on the outer Chatas in the Mizbeach Achitzon, which is the northeast. Right, northeast. Misham Hu Goma Mizbeach HaPanimi. That's the one you finish with in the Mizbeach HaPanimi. What's
going on? Southeast. It finishes southeast.
Right, south, no. Fine. Yes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkomo Hu Omer. Rabbi Eliezer holds there's no walking, there's no hakafis. Rather, you stand in one spot, umachte, and you apply it. Valkulam hayinose mamatal mamala, and each one you do the opposite way, from down to above. Chutz mizu, except for the first one, shayitza lefanav, which is right in front of you, shayinose mamala lamata, which you do from top to bottom.
So he's not afraid of the clothes getting dirty.
No, so I think he holds it. Since you're not walking, you're not going to get your clothes dirty, except for the first one. So if you're leaning over, yeah, I don't know exactly.
And he's going up.
Right.
Well, she said you have to go down.
But you have to go down because it's taller than you. Taller than your hand. Not taller than you. Taller than your hand.
Right.
4 feet's pretty small for a person, but it's not small for you where your arm length is. Right? He's the altar, shel mizbeach sheva b'amim. You then apply, you sprinkle on the tahira shel mizbeach, which is the top of the mizbeach, the center of it. This is machlokas what that means tomorrow, but we're going to end up saying it means the top 7 times. V'shiyari hadam, if there's any leftover dam, hayishofich al yisod ma'aravi shel mizbeach achiton. It would be poured down the yisod, the base of the outer mizbeach.
He goes back
outside and pours on the outer mizbeach. V'shal mizbeach achitzon, and any blood in the outer mizbeach, ha'yishofech le'yitzod dromi, also was applied to the base of the southern side of it. No, Darum is south. That's a dromi. Le'yitzod dromi. Any blood from the inner mizbeach is poured on the western side, and any blood from the outer mizbeach is poured on the southern side. We're going to see tomorrow, or maybe later today, those two holes that went down to the netherworld.
Whatever those two holes were, right?
They're right near each other, but one's on the west and one's on the south. They're right near each other. So one went to the western side and one went to the southern side. Why is that? It's very simple. It's because it's the first one you bump into. If you're walking out of the Kodesh and you'll come to one side. If you're coming down the ramp, you're closer to the other side.
Even though they're two inches away from each other.
If you're coming down the ramp, you're on the southern side, which is why any blood that has to be applied from the outer Mizbeach itself goes on the southern side. If you're walking out of the Kodesh, right, we know that the Kodesh Kedoshim is all the way in the west. Think of the western wall, the holiest place. So when you're coming out, the first wall of the Mizbeach you're going to bump into is the western wall. So you put it the western side. That's the reason.
I know the two of them, one's for water and one's for...
But that's only on Sukkot.
Yeah, but the other ones year round.
That's what it says. Only on Kippur. Or anytime a chatos.
Thinner.
Right.
Thicker.
Right. The Gemara does say that. Anytime. So maybe here's anytime of. I think it's anytime a mizbeach was a carbon was done inside, which is Yom Kippur, and a parhel and davar shel tzibur and the seir of Avodah Zarah. So any leftover down from that, which is pretty rare. How often do those happen? That was poured in the same one. So it took slower to go down, so it took slower. Right? Okay. Where are we up to? Oh, Elu ve'elu, Misarvin ba'ama. Both of these, right? They would mix up with a canal that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Where this canal is, I have no idea. Did we ever see the canal? You ever see a picture book? You ever see a canal of water? It's Ama of Mayim. What? It went through the Azara? What? Underneath. It says over here, Mizarvim Ba'ama. What's the Mizarvim Ba'ama? Rashi says, Silon Sheba Azara. A pipe in the Azara. Hayot Yilachal Kidron. Where's this pipe? Okay. In the Azara?
It's a sewer system.
In the Azara?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. V'yotzel l'nachal Kidron, it went out into the Kidron Valley, v'nimkaren l'gananin l'zevel, and it was sold to gardeners for fertilizer, umolimhem. And if you don't pay for it, you're over me'ilah. Okay, we're going to, that's tomorrow's daf and Tuesday's daf. Okay? Okay, this is a little hard, only because, is there a picture of it in the art school?
No.
Oh, they have a picture? Oh, they don't have a picture of the little mizbeach. Okay, so, yeah, so here's the story. The Mizbeach was in the center of the Kodesh, facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? If you're the Kohen, standing in front of the Mizbeach, facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's like this. It's, again, this the wall of the Mizbeach closest to the Kodesh Kedoshim is the west. The opposite side is the east. To the right of you is the north, and to the left of you is the south. Okay.
He's standing not in front of the ramp. He's standing in front of the.
No. He's in the Kodesh.
This is the best one to use. Yeah,
he's in the Kodesh. He's in the Kodesh, staring at.
What?
At the Prokesh.
This is the best one to use.
Correct. Exactly. He's in the Kodesh.
It has the direction of the map.
Okay. So now. When the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he turns around, he mixes the dam, he turns around and he's facing the Parochet. And he sprinkles it seven times. He then takes this dam and starts walking toward the little Mizbeach. If he's walking toward the little Mizbeach, the first wall he's going to reach is the western wall, the western side of the Mizbeach. Okay?
Yeah,
if he's walking away from the Kodesh Kedoshim toward the little Mizbeach, he's going to bump into the western one first. The western side of the Mizbeach. He will hit that one first. Right? He will bump into that first. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, V'yatza el Mizbeach. And the Torah says that he comes down to the Mizbeach. He comes to the Mizbeach. Not Talmud Lomar. Why did it say that? Amar Nechemya. Lefishim Matzina B'par Bal Kol Mitzvot. Because we know that when it comes to the par that's brought for par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Shekohen Omed Chutz L'Mizbeach, the Kohen stands behind the Mizbeach, U'maze Ala Parochas, B'shah Shehu Maze, and he sprinkles it. By the way, all these karbanos that are done in the Heichal have to be applied or sprinkled on the Mizbeach. However, when a par Helam Davar, where does he sprinkle on the Parochas? He's in front of the Mizbeach. He never goes to the Kodesh Kodashim. So they come in front of the Mizbeach, and they're sprinkling toward the curtain in front of the Mizbeach.
Westward,
but in front of the Mizbeach. Over here, where am I? B'shashu Mazeh, Yachal Av Zekein, Tamad Lamav Yachal El Mizbeach. In other words, when it comes to the Yom Kippur service, he doesn't stand in front of the Mizbeach. He stands behind the Mizbeach, toward the curtain, sprinkles it toward the curtain.
He throws it over the Mizbeach.
No, he's in front of it. That's what he does by regular, by a parallel dover, he does that. He throws it over the Mizbeach. Uh-huh. Here, he's already behind it. He leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim. It says, V'yotza el Mizbeach. What's that? What does that mean? I would think it means he goes back to the Mizbeach to sprinkle now on the curtain. No. He walks toward the Mizbeach, turns around, sprinkles it on the Parochus. Where's the Mizbeach? Behind him.
Yeah.
Right, it's behind him. Right?
The little one inside.
That he's standing in front of the Mizbeach, he's sprinkling over the Mizbeach, Yachal Av Zekein, so too over here, Tamal Av Navi, Yatza El HaMizbeach. Now he comes towards the Mizbeach. Heichen Hoye, where is he? Lifnim in HaMizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach. In other words, what's blocking him and the Paroches? Nothing. The Mizbeach's behind him. Tanya Idach, another one says, Lifnei Hashem. It says Lifnei Hashem, Mat Tamal, what does that mean? When it comes to an aparis of Yom Kippur, Shakon Omer Lifnim and Mizbeach Umazal Parochas B'Shashu Mazeh Yachal Avzeh Kain Tamad Lomar Mizbeach HaKatoris Hasamim Lifnei Hashem Asher B'Ohel Moed Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem Then Kohen Lifnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is in front of Hashem, not the Kohen. HaKetan, how's that possible? Omer Chutzl Mizbeach Umazeh. He stands in front of the Mizbeach and he sprinkles toward the curtain.
He stands in front of the Mizbeach.
There's the Mizbeach, him, and the Parochas. There's the Mizbeach. What? He's standing in the center, sprinkling it toward the Parochas, toward the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mizbeach is behind him. Then it says, Hitzkel Machte Viore. Now he comes to the Mizbeach HaPanini and starts applying. What?
Between the Heichal and the Mizbeach.
Between the Heichal, what's the Heichal?
Between the entrance to the Heichal and the Mizbeach.
That's the second version. Second version says that. Fine. Now, Hitzchel Machte V'Yored. Tanu Rabbanan. Hitzchel Machte V'Yored. Mehechon Humaschel. Where do you start applying these bloods? Where do you start? The answer is, Mikaren Mizrachis Dromis. The southeast. Why the southeast? So we know like this. If you're walking backwards, you're walking toward the Mizbeach, the first wall of the Mizbeach you should reach is the western side.
Right?
So why is the first one being applied to east? The answer is because we're going to see in a minute, it says in the Pasuk, Lifnei HaMizbeach, which means you have to be in front of it. So you have to go around. We're going to see. I ain't my viewing element. The Gemara is going to say, but the Pasuk says to do that. What can I tell you? So he has to go around the front of it. Now where is he? He's on the east. Now why the... One minute. Why does he go to the southeast? What?
No.
Why did he go to the southeast? That's the one he's going to go to first. The Gemara will say in a minute. Then Dromus Maravis. Then the southwest. Then my rabbi's Tzvonis. Then Tzvonis Mizrachis Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's pshat, right? We could do the Rashi.
Exactly. He always goes
We're going to ask that in a minute. We're going to see in a minute. He's going to the left. He's going to the left.
He's going to the southeast corner.
We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, Mikeren Mizrachis Tzafonis. The northeast. Rabbi Akiva says the southeast. He says the northeast. Then, Tzafonis Marabas, Marabas, Dromas, 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 Mizrachis. Makom Shirbi Gamliel, Yosef Galili Maschil, Shambi Rekiva Posek, Misham Miokom Shirbi Gakiva Maschil, Shambi Yosef Galili Posek. Now, the Kuli Alma Mihad the Bahada carried the Paka Brisha law of it. They both agree that the one you hit first, you don't touch that. They both agree to that. Because the first one you're hitting is the south, is the western side. They both hold you don't do that. My time of why? Amar Shmuel, Damakar, the Pasek says, Vyata Elam is Beach. It says Vyata Elam is Beach, which means Adenathik Mikul Elam is Beach. You have to come to around the entire Mizbeach. How does the word V'yata El HaMizbeach mean? So the Sfasema says, what it means is, you have to be in the Mizbeach as if you walked in from the outside.
Okay, then again, it doesn't make sense.
When you're walking from outside...
It doesn't make sense again.
Why?
Because then it should be on the northeastern side.
So the Rebbe Akiva, to the Kasha of the Rebbe Akiva.
To the right.
Rebbe Akiva, Nafik Derech Yamin. According to the Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, why don't you walk to the right? Right? Why don't you walk to the right? Lema, but the Rami Bar Yecheskel Kamiflagi? You want to tell me they're arguing in Rami Bar Yecheskel's Vart? What's that? Tom Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, the big mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech made, right? He made a big mikvah resting on cows. A huge thing resting on cows. There's a picture of it here. Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, Omeid al shemasar bakar. It stood on 12 cattle. Shlosha upon him tefona. Three facing north. Shlosha upon him yama. Three facing west. Shlosha upon him negba. Three facing south. Shlosha upon him mizrach. Three facing east. V'hayam alehem lamala. There was water in there. V'chol achrayam beisa haya lamadas. Shekol pinsa tefona. Lo ye'el derech yamin lemizrach. Why is it said like that? You always move to the right. So the arguing in that part. Rabbi Akiva says he wants to move to the right. Mar Israel Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Yossi holds from that. Umar lesser Rabbi Yecheskel. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from that. Says the Gemara, no, lo. The Kuliyam Israel Rabbi Yecheskel. Everybody holds from that. Everybody holds. Normally, when you walk, especially in kedusha things, you go to the right. So what's Rabbi Akiva saying, going to the left? Bahacha over here. Bahacha Mitzvah. A different thing. Mar Savar Rabbi Yossi holds. Yalfinon Panim Michutz. You learn the inside from the outside. Just like outside. How do you know you go to the right? Because you go up the ramp, you make a right turn.
Right.
Always did that. So to inside, same story. Omar Safir, we keep holds no, lo yafin upon a michutz. No, we don't hold like that. We don't learn from the outside what goes on in the inside. Different rules. So the Gemara is good, it's different rules. Umar Akiva, nihi de lo yal of panami bechutz. Fine, doesn't learn what to do on the inside, what you do on the outside. E boy haki on nevit, e boy haki nevit. So why don't you do it anyway? So do it anyway. Go to the right. Why are you dafka going to the left? So Amalach Rabbi Akiva, Medina, Bahu de Karen, de Paga Beresha, Bahu Avin Beresha. Really, I tell you like this. Really, you should bump the first corner you bump into, you should be doing it first. Which is what?
The western side.
Why don't we hold it that? Because the Torah says you have to come around. Amar Rish Lakish, ain't my view in all the mitzvahs.
But once you're coming around already, Rabbi Yossi makes sense.
One second. Amar Rish Lakish, ain't my view in all the mitzvahs. You don't pass over a mitzvah. So I walk to the Mizbeach. Why am I passing over these corners and I'm going around? Why? Because the Torah said so. Why am I doing it this way? Mishum Dechsiv. Until you go back to the beginning. Like the Sfasema said, it's as if you're walking in from outside. So therefore, the Kivan, the Yoev, Bahu, Karen, Hadar, Asi, Lahu, Karen, the Ischayev, Lumesev, Veresha. Says Rabbi Akiva, I'm doing the Karen that I should have done first. You hear that? That's why I'm going to the left. It's the one that I passed over. So at least let me go that direction to give a shout out to the side that I just passed over. That's where Rabbi Akiva says, but of course you go to the right. Of course you go to the right. But there's one exception. The Torah says to go around. So I can't. I'm anyway violating him of your Nahal Mitzvah. Anyway, I'm violating that. Torah says to violate. Okay, do.
Torah says, it's as if you walked it. So at least, let me throw a bone to that side that I just passed over. I'll go to the left. I always go to the right. Okay, this time. Well, anyway, I'm violating all these rules. Anyway, I'm violating any of your mitzvahs.
So he's basically saying, just because I violate all the rules, let me violate one more.
Correct. No, correct. No, no, no. Exactly. Yeah, he makes sense of Akiva.
The pasuk forces you to skip the southwest.
Correct.
But the pasuk doesn't force you to skip the southeast.
Correct. Exactly. So I have to skip the western side no matter what.
Because
you have to come around, right? As if I walked in from the outside. So anyway, I'm violating my Vrunal Mitzvahs. Anyway, I'm violating. But I have no choice. So at least let me go the direction where I go toward there, which I just passed over. At least. It makes a lot of sense.
No, because you don't do it, so let's do one more thing.
Exactly. So the truth is, there are going to be other reasons. Tomorrow, 10 more seconds. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say other reasons why Rabbi Akiva holds this way, and basically it's going to have to do with, do you hold of going to the right if you're not walking around it? So there's a focus about that. The Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't walk around it, you just stand over it. I'm not moving anyway. There's no right, left. What's the difference? That's what the Gemara is going to say tomorrow. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.